Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai. With the top stories from Tuesday, here's KSRM's Anthony Moore.
The 6th annual Kenai Silver Salmon Derby kicks off and goes through Sunday, September 18th. It's a family-friendly fishing tournament where anyone can win prizes. The Kenai Silver Salmon Derby awards prizes using a magic weight that's randomly drawn at the end of each derby day. Since any fish over 4 pounds is eligible to win, anglers of all skill levels have a chance to earn prizes. Brett Perry, Kenai Chamber of Commerce and Visitor Center Executive Director, tells KSRM how someone might sign up to participate.
First, they have to go to one of three locations to buy tickets, and that's either at the Kenai Chamber of Commerce and Visitor Center, Three Bears in Kenai, or Sportsman's Warehouse in Soldotna. You can either buy a ticket for a single day or for $10 or $50 for the whole event, and then buy the ticket before you go fishing.
Harry explains what's unique about the Kenai Silver Salmon Derby.
A good way to prevent and help ensure the conservation of silver salmon in the river is that the winners are not going to be based on the largest size salmon caught. It's going to be a magic weight that is chosen each day, and we'll spin two wheels, one for the pound, and then a second wheel will spin twice for the 10th and 100th pound. That weight will determine the winner, and winners for adults will get $100 per day for the daily winner, and then the youth will get $50 per day, but then the overall winners that will be chosen at the last day of the event will be $1,000 to the youth and $5,000 to the adults.
Perry adds,
actually, the Kenai Chamber does not keep any of the funds. It all funds that subtracted funds that, you know, go towards prize money and whatnot, the rest of the funds go to the Kenai Community Foundation.
For more information on the Kenai Silver Salmon Derby, RadioKenai.com. Senate Bill 174 was signed into law recently by Governor Mike Dunleavy. It provides language in state statutes that would prevent discrimination regarding natural hairstyles. The bill would prevent a governing body to adopt a school dress code that would prohibit a student from wearing a natural hairstyle regardless of hair texture or type. Natural hair includes braids, locks, twists, tight coils, afros, cornrows, and bantu knots. It also would prevent a code that prohibits a student from wearing traditional tribal regalia or objecting of cultural significance at a graduation ceremony. Senator L.V. Gray Jackson on social media wrote, "For far too many, the ability to truly be oneself is hindered by stereotypes, stigmas, and negative ideologies. Senate Bill 174 not only is progress, but it's a conversation starter for why it's important that all people truly feel embraced and welcomed within our society." Senator David Wilson, a co-sponsor for the legislation, told the Senate floor earlier this year,
"Senate Bill 174 prohibits schools and workplaces from enacting dress codes that restrict someone from wearing their natural hair. No employee or student should be prohibited from participating in work or attending school because they're wearing their natural hair, nor should they feel like they're in a petting zoo, Mr. President. People choose to wear their natural hair for many reasons, including cultural connectiveness, protection of hair, texture, and growth, or just simply their preference. Whatever the reason, no hairstyle has no correlation to workplace performance or professionalism. One study has shown that people of color change their hair from its natural state just to fit in the office. Another study published in the Social Psychology of Professional Science and Journal last year confirmed a truth that many folks of color have suspected and grappled with even today, that in job recruitment, natural hairstyles put them at a disadvantage from getting interviewed and subsequently hired."
Audio courtesy of KTOO 360 TV. For more information on Senate Bill 174, log on to our website at RadioKenai.com. Stay tuned for more headlines on This Week on the Kenai.